back, ladies and gentlemen. Just like that, I hope you guys are enjoying your Happy Aloha Friday. We got a very special guest, the Kanaka herself. We got Lonnie Kupchoi, the doc, is in the building.
Hey.
Here talking about her documentary, Aloha Soul Food. Aloha Soul Food. It is a mouthful. I think I was just salivating because I remember all of the amazing recipes that is in there. We're not going to talk about it now, but in the next segment, I want to make sure that it's called the radio tease. There's some exciting news that is happening next week. So don't you guys go nowhere. Keep it locked in for that. So what was the inspiration? You know, I can certainly see that you are very appreciative and you love your culture. What was it about creating a documentary around food that made you say, hey, what was the aha moment for you?
Yeah, let me share a little bit about, this is an interesting story of how this piece came up, because I was not planning to do anything like this, right? I have a busy schedule. I have a lot on my plate already as it is,
right.
But I had a cousin on my mom's side. So I am actually multi-ethnic, multicultural, right? So on my dad's side, you know, he's the Pacific Islander, so Native Hawaiian and Chinese. And from my mom's side, she's actually Latina, she's from Mexicali. And so, and we're actually Afro-Indigena, right? So we have Tarascan and all these. I have all.
You're Sapasui. You're Sapasui, basically.
I am. Yes.
Right.
And so I have a cousin on my mom's side, right? We had been cooking this particular dish called it's stuffed shrimp. That's what we call it. And it's actually Cantonese style, coming from my grandma, who was an immigrant from Guangzhou, China. And so it's you know, it's deep fried in so many multiple. It's fried and then deep fried on top of it, right? So there's all this.
As it should be.
As it should be, right? Right? I think of like the fair where they're like, you know, deep fry like donuts and, you know, all this good stuff. So a lot of my cousins really love that dish that my mom learned how to make on behalf of like my aunts who taught her, right? My dad's sisters. And so my mom's like, you know what? Your cousins are asking for how to make this. Do you mind if you like film it? And I'm like, I don't know, you know, okay, fine. So my mom actually cooked it, and like I just kind of documented and tried to do like a quick video. And then in my mind, I'm like, you know, they didn't really know who my grandma was, right? They don't know anything about her. They're just going to be cooking this dish. So it gravitated, let me do like a quick little bio about her, right? You know, where she came from. And her story is interesting because she actually migrated at a time when there was high anti-Chinese exclusion that was happening, especially in Maui, right? And all throughout the nation. And one of her greatest challenges that she had to overcome was learning to speak English. She became a citizen, right? So it was a really big deal for her during that time to emerge that way. So how it evolved is I created that. And then I'm like, you know what? I want to do this on my great grandmother too, right? Because she was part Native Hawaiian, right? She was Kanaka, and she actually came from the Big Island, and she was a baker. I want to try one of her recipes. So that was the paradise cake one that we actually tried, right? We actually did it in person, and I know in the film I plant based it a little bit, right? So we you know, we gluten freed it, and
right.
we tried to make it a little bit more healthier, right? And then and it still tastes good. But when we recreated it a second time, right, tasting it, then we used like all the real products in this piece. And so the inspiration behind this evolved into, I'm going to start doing other portraits of my aunties who had great recipes in there too, right? And one of them was, and there were so many aunties I had, but all of the women that are in this piece have already passed away. So for me, this is about honoring them, their stories, their memory. And every time I like cook or I do these pieces, they just reconnect me to them very, very quickly, right? And I have a story in there, one of my aunties who, she actually was a born and raised Maui, married military man, Uncle Bill, and moved out to Ontario. And she used to have this cookie jar called Thou Shall Not Steal. It was like a little monk. And I would like look at that monk, because in it she used to have homemade, like home baked banana cookies.
Oh.
Right? Just like, it was always fresh. But when we went there, she used to like, she was really smart. Like, she's like, no, you have to finish all your vegetables if you're gonna get these cookies. And so
right.
She put the jar like right in the middle, where we would like be, we'd have to like really eat, like this is the goal. And it was just amazing because like the way that she had us like all disciplined, right? Like we knew we gotta go there, we're gonna eat quick, and then we're gonna get those cookies.
It's about the cookies. It's about the end goal. That's the end goal, right?
But the worst part was that it's in a jar, like in a cookie jar that says thou shalt not steal, so it makes you feel guilty. You know what I mean? As a kid, you're like, this is messed up, right? It was like, it was like psychological on us, right? The way she did it, like, you know, she was very similar to my dad, that thinking, like, you know. Yeah, so those recipes are in there. I had another aunt, and I had a hard time trying to pick the recipe from her, but she used to make this amazing lao lao, right? We called it the ultimate lao lao, right? Because, so that auntie actually was what we call a WAC, meaning a woman in Women's Army Corps. And Aunt Lorraine, like, rest in peace, auntie. She was the last auntie that passed away, but that woman was a lover of life. I mean, one of those aunties that was just loud and vivacious and infectious with her energy. And so she taught us how to make the lao lao. She came over one time, but in it, what makes it unique, and because I know everyone's gonna be like, lao lao, I don't know, right? But what makes her special was she put it in a tripart. So she used to put like beef, chicken, and then she would put butterfish. And butterfish is kind of hard to get now, right? But, you know, she would make it that way. She's like, this is how it has to be made because this is the flavor of it. When people are very busy. Yeah. So some people just make it with pork or some people make it with chicken, but she would really mix it up. So again,
you know, not not to cut you off, but when I say that, my mouth is literally watering right now. I'm ready. I can smell the lao lao. I can feel the mana from your aunt through the food. And so we've got a chance to taste. When I say we, shout out to Fred Rock from Cocktails, Movies and Stuff. Shout out to my brother, man. But so what are we cooking this lao lao is what I want to know.
Oh, I don't know. We got to see when's our next time to make it.
Absolutely. Hey, don't you guys go nowhere. Keep it locked. We got a special announcement coming up. Next week is going to be historic for the documentary Aloha Soul Food. Dr. Lonnie Kupchoy and your boy Q right here on Island City. Don't you guys go nowhere. Up next, little Tanel. Shout out to our girl Tanel. Y'all are tuned in to Island City, where the beach meets the streets.
We no fall, no way. Ooh, we no rush, this type of love, no, no. We no second place, said I wanna be your number one. We no give my all, but why is it so different when it comes to you? Why is it so different when it comes to you? Why is it so different when it comes to you?
When it comes to you,
how come it's the same outcome when it comes to you? You, you, I must be out of my mind. I love so confused when it comes to you. It must be over my head, head over heels when it comes to you. It must be out of control. I don't know what to do when it comes to you. When it comes to you.
When it comes to you. Yeah.
When it comes to you. The way you make me feel, and you don't hesitate to make me smile.
You don't do it, no.
You
don't.
You just say and do the little things, and you ain't even trying.
You ain't even trying. You ain't even.
My friends said I've been acting different. They ain't even lying. But why is it so different
when it comes to you?
Why is it so different
when it comes to you?
Why is it so different
when it comes to you?
When it comes to you, how come it's the same outcome when it comes to you? You, you, I must be out of my mind. I love so confused when it comes to you. It must be over my head, head over heels when it comes to you. It must be out of control, and I don't know what to do when it comes to you. When it comes to you.
When it comes to you. When it comes to you.
When it comes to you.
When it comes to you.
When it comes to you.
When it comes to you.
When it comes to you.